Political gridlock continues to stall Pennsylvania's budget, straining the finances of counties, schools, and nonprofits. From our news partner, WITF, Jackson White reports lawmakers have been busy recently, but they haven't been able to progress toward a budget deal.
Republican and Democratic legislators continue to host golf outings and political fundraisers throughout the state, despite going more than 2.5 months without a state spending plan. Frustrations are mounting in the Capitol, and the finger-pointing continues. Governor Josh Shapiro has aimed at Senate Republicans.
I can't write the budget, propose the budget, vote on the budget, and sign the budget. I can do three of those four things, but at some point, they got to show up for work and vote on the budget.
Senate Republican leader Joe Pittman says House Democrats should have passed his caucus's temporary budget to continue state funding. At this point, some schools, counties, and nonprofits have already sought loans to pay their bills. Their state payments have been frozen since July 1st. As October approaches, many more face financial pressure until a budget is enacted. In Harrisburg, I'm Jackson White.
Two major party candidates for governor of New Jersey squared off in a 90-minute debate Sunday. Republican Jack Cittirelli says New Jersey is heading in the wrong direction, and as governor, he intends to cut taxes, stop the state's spiking crime rate, and do away with the Immigrant Trust Directive.
I'm committed to fixing our state. When something I love is broken, I want to fix it. I believe leadership matters. I believe that we can fix the state of New Jersey, or I wouldn't be asking you for your consideration. We can do this.
Meanwhile, Democrat Mikey Sherrill says she's committed to improving the accountability of state government and standing up to policies put forth by President Trump that she says threaten the rights of Garden State residents. She says she's focused on making the state more affordable for families.
I want to drive down your costs. So whether it's utility costs or housing costs or energy costs, I have a plan to drive down your costs. Jack's going to go a lot in lockstep with Washington as Trump drives up your energy costs.
A recent Quinnipiac University poll shows Sherrill leading Cittirelli by 8 points, while a Rutgers University poll gave her a 9-point edge among likely voters. NBC 10 reports an armed gunman died after barricading himself and others inside a boarding house in the Logan neighborhood of Philadelphia on Sunday night after shooting a woman and firing shots at officers. Officials say an hours-long barricade situation came to an end early this morning after the suspected gunman took his own life. NBC 10's reporting explains officers exchanged fire with the suspect, and at some point during the evening, the woman who had been shot escaped the property by jumping out of a window. Checking the Philadelphia forecast, it's supposed to be a partly cloudy day. We've got a lot of clouds right now. We're going up to 80 degrees at 63 in Center City, Philadelphia. Tonight, partly cloudy early, followed by some clouds overnight. Also a low of 63. Tomorrow, we'll get up to 84 degrees.